let me read you something I came across on Slate.com this week. Today, I endorse Barack Obama for President of the United States. I believe him to be a person of integrity, intelligence, and genuine goodwill. These are not really surprising words in this presidential season, a lot of endorsements. But this one is from Doug Kamek. He's a law professor at Pepperdine University and a well-known conservative. He served as the head of the Office of Legal Counsel for Presidents Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, which means he advised them on the Constitution. He joins us now from Pepperdine University in Malibu, where he teaches law. Professor Kamek, welcome back to Day to Day. And what led you to this decision?
It was a difficult decision because, of course, it's not my natural home to be seeking out candidates in the Democratic Party. But there's no question but that Senator Obama is a person of great leadership ability and an inspiring communicator. This is obvious to anyone who's been following the presidential campaign. But those are qualities that, of course, drew me originally into government when I came to work for someone whose memory I greatly cherish, that of Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan told me more than once, and told all of us more than once, that his proudest achievement was making America feel good about itself again. And I have reached the conclusion that Senator Obama is genuinely trying to give us reason to have that feeling again, and that he's capable of doing it.
Why not just vote for him? Why come out publicly and say, hey, I am for this guy?
I have to tell you, Alex, I have been teaching for close to 38 years now, and I have not seen students more inspired, more energized, and interested in the political process, and I attribute most of that, if not all of that, to Senator Obama. So there are reasons, very positive reasons, to speak out and affirm the message that Senator Obama has campaigned upon.
You write about your faith in this piece. You're a devout Catholic. You clearly disagree with Senator Obama on some things that are quite important. He is pro-choice. You are pro-life. Isn't that a pretty difficult hurdle to get over for you?
Difficult understates it. And I want to be clear, and I have, I think, been clear in the writing I've done with respect to Senator Obama, that I do see abortion as a grave moral evil that can't be justified. And I know Senator Obama sees matters differently, but I take him at his word that we can find common ground, that we can get beyond these intractable, divisive problems. That one, Alex, was the toughest for me, and it's one that I am not changing my spots, and I don't think Senator Obama would expect me to.
You did support Senator McCain 8 years ago when he was running for president.
I did.
Have you heard from anyone on his campaign staff or other supporters of his, friends of yours, since this piece has come out?
Oh, I have, and they point out repeatedly that the Senator Obama who's campaigning has a record that is much different than the things that he's saying on the campaign. But I'm taking Senator Obama on his word that he is not going to be the partisan elected official. He's going to be the president that will keep the presidential covenants that he's making with us as he's traveling across the country. With respect to my friends in the McCain campaign, I don't in any way disrespect the contribution that Senator McCain has made, and I think my intervention and the intervention of others who still support a limited government, who support the values of a judiciary that is not an activist judiciary, and all the things that Republicans are associated with, will take to heart the need to speak with a clearer voice, and that's a message that I hope the McCain campaign takes to heart.
Doug Kamek is a professor of constitutional law at Pepperdine University in Malibu and a conservative legal scholar who this week endorsed Senator Barack Obama for president. Doug Kamek, thank you.
Good to be with you.